Audible offers an incredible selection of audiobooks across every genre.
As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog, including the latest bestsellers and new releases.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with next listen recommendations to habituate every type of thriller listener.
The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that have enthralled you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped.
So Ronnie, I recently downloaded Squeeze Me by Carl Hyacin, mainly because it shows a martini glass with a snake tail wrapped around it. I mean, what else needs to be said? And I am very excited to listen to it later today.
New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/crappins or text crappins to 500-500. That's audible.com/crappins or text crappins to 500-500.
At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada.
You can shop Saks.com for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch.
Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crap Is, the podcast for all that crap we'd love to talk about on Ye Olde Probs. I'm Ronnie. That's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How's it going with you?
Going so well. We've had such a tremendous day already. I'm thriving, Ronnie. I'm thriving and coasting up the high of an amazing first episode of the New Jersey reunion.
Yes, it is Real Housewives of New Jersey Day. We can see each other. You can see us, okay? Because we're on Crappins On Demand on Patreon. So go over there, check that out. This week, with Patreon, with Crappins On Demand, you get a couple videos a week and also bonus episodes. Bonus episodes are every week. And we were going to do a celebrity interview this week, but instead we did Selling Sunset episode 1. We're not going to recap that whole show, but we had to check in on it. So that is up tomorrow or Friday. And we interviewed Mr. Carlos King, Uber producer of Housewives. Really good guy. He has his own podcast, Reality with the King, out now, which we've both been listening to and learning a lot from, loving it. And he was so much fun. So we just got off the phone with him a little while ago. So it's like field trip day over here.
It is. We went to the museum.
Yeah. I feel like we just learned how pizzas got made. Okay.
I also feel like we just made a new friend. He was wonderful. And by the way, that is going to be a Crappins On Demand. That's a video too. So you get to see all three of us. And he's adorable. So like you should definitely watch that.
Yeah. Super cute guy. So check him out on his podcast, Reality with the King. And join him here on Watch What Crappins tomorrow, Thursday. Okay. And in the meantime, guess what we've got to do? Recap Real Housewives of New Jersey. My head hurt my head was pounding by the end of it. And I love it. Yes. I love Jersey. And I loved the first episode of this reunion. Evil Jen is back. She doesn't even give a shit anymore. I love it.
It's
but
a disaster.
God, these women yelling. And Teresa's stupidity is just mind-numbing. It really is.
Oh, it's like every now and then, I mean, it's you can never underestimate Teresa's ability to come to a reunion and trot out her stupidity, like her deep-seated stupidity, inability to listen to logic and reason, and very self-serving. I mean, she could honestly run for public office at this point. Like, it's that deep. Like she's so skilled with her stupidity. Like, she could make it into high office.
And I did love it. I have to say, I was cracking up the whole time at it. I thought it was so funny. But it was like, wow, you could sit on the Supreme Court, like, for the amount of respect I have for you at this point. You know what I'm saying? Like, seriously. By the way, America, what the fuck? Like, we don't talk about that stuff that much on this show, but what the fuck? Can we get it together? Can we get it to the fuck together already? I'm over it, okay? I'm over it. Let's get it. Let's all decide we're going to stop taking this shit and get it together. Because this is fucking ridiculous at this. Okay, so welcome to the Real Housewives of New Jersey.
You know this is a big reunion. They don't even bother with any, like, there's not like the 10 minutes of people sitting in makeup and Andy walking to every dressing room like, hey, Margaret.
Yeah.
Hey, Jennifer. It was just like Margaret walking like, hello, everyone. Okay, do you have iced coffee? And then it was like, boom, right into like the trailer, right into the reunion.
Yes. And yeah, they had a little bit of that, but there's going to be so much yelling. We'll save it, you know. Now, I do have to say, post-COVID, I've been the biggest complainer of COVID. I know nobody has loved COVID, so it's not like I'm making a huge statement here. But I've really been so mad at COVID. I'm over it. And I have to say, I hate COVID, but I loved COVID seating. That is one thing that I loved about COVID. I loved people having their own chairs. One of my favorite reunion seating setups was Real Housewives of New York when they all sat in those giant chairs in a big semicircle. Yeah. I loved that. I want it back because now I'm looking at them and I'm like, why are you all squished on that couch? That's disgusting. Mm. You're too close to each other.
It's funny that you say that because I was thinking back to COVID reunions also. And I was thinking, like, remember how fun it was when Andy could literally just hit mute on someone? Like, it could just be as simple as that. You hit mute, and then they just have to be quiet. And I was like, I do miss, like, having that functionality in a reunion. And so it's really funny that you brought that up as well. Bueller's running laps behind you today, by the way.
I know. He's trying to get the attention from me. He was like, I'm going to be on my dog bed instead. And I was like, no, but I love you. So I pet him. So now he's like, but now I'm sitting on the couch because you love me. And, you know, it's like a whole thing with him. So
I'm hoping some crazy bird like shows up behind me in my window so I can have like an animal as well. But I don't, birds don't care.
Birds don't. They really don't give a shit.
They don't.
But yeah, I was watching a clip because Atlanta came back this week. And I was watching a clip someone posted of Nene's last read. And it was during one of those COVID web reunions. And she was just going off on Eva, just letting her fucking have it. And she wouldn't shut up. And so Annie went, mute, bump.
Yep.
And I thought it was so funny that Nene ended pretty much on mute. I mean, that wasn't the end. Because I remember her slamming the computer down and not coming back. Yes, I think that's like, how she ended,
fully
right?
Slamming it. It's like she slammed it down, but not fully. So then we could see like a pad with some handwritten notes on it and like maybe a pen. So it was like this weird... It was a weird image that it turned into. But yeah, so many memories of those Zoom reunions. Uh-huh. Crazy.
Yeah.
But anyway, this one was really popping up. Oh, Pop. By the way, we should also mention, by the way, support our... We're on Apple Podcasts Popped Collection. So go check that out and support all the other podcasts that are in there.
That's yes. Cool. And thanks for having us on there, Apple.
Okay. So anyway, so we now are in the pod... reunion, and Andy's like, wow, well, when we last saw you, you were in Nashville, Tennessee, and we've magically transported you back, which is why we're doing this entire reunion on a 10-person bike, and we have Tom Sandoval in the middle of us serving his cocktails.
You know, we say Shots of Sunset used to close down restaurants. They would shoot in a restaurant, and then it would close down the restaurant. And I think Jersey did that to bikes. They did that to those party bikes because Jersey just did a party bike episode. But then there was a huge accident with one this week and it tipped over and the driver was drunk. So now those things are going to be regulated to the hilt, you know. So thanks for ruining party bikes, New Jersey.
No,
thanks.
Drew, the driver's name was Drew. So you can say Drew. Thanks, Drew, with your stupid stoplight game. Like if you see a stoplight, drink. How about if you see a stoplight, you stop? How about that?
Yeah, how about you don't drive things while you're drinking? Drink. Okay.
These are into Bethany Frankel.
Your aunties, Ben and Ronnie, telling you. So, yeah. Also, your set is Nashville because you went to Nashville. I mean, I kind of get it, but isn't that sad that you can't even have a Jersey set? You've been in Jersey forever. Where's the Jersey? Well, they don't want to have the water tank that Dolores was posing in a bathing suit in front of last year? Come on.
What about the bridge that says... Trenton makes and the world takes up.
I was expecting at least one good Tenafly sign this year. I mean, Tenafly was like the second. Serena from Tenafly was another character in the show.
Sure. Wasn't there like a TJ Maxx sign they could put up there and be like, look, it's like we're in Tenafly, Tenafly Town Commons. Okay. It's also funny that they're being like, with all these reunion sets, they're becoming more and more like Disneyland. It used to be they're just like nicely decorated, and now it's like, hey, so in episode 3, you went to a nail salon, so that's why you're all sitting in chairs that are giving you massages today.
Well, today's set is everybody getting their vaginas frozen.
Everyone's in a cryo tank. Yes,
just smoke coming out from under their boobs in the cryo
tank. Come out, there's frozen. Like, I don't care what you say, mister. I'll say anything you need. Just let me out of this tank.
We've got a mannequin that looks like Yolanda Hadid being churned around like ice cream in a cryo tank. So, you know, he asks, like, Jackie, did you have fun on the bull? And she's like, I was almost decapitated, Andy. I was almost decapitated on that bull. So funny.
And he's like, well, this makes me want to go to Nashville. Just kidding. Not at all. Hi, Margaret. Was so surprised to hear that your first language is Hungarian. Do you have a favorite Hungarian expression? Yes, it's called du begadeshka. What does that mean? Stick it up your ass. That was for you, Joan, and all my Hungarian comedians.
And everyone laughs, and, except Teresa. She's like, I'm rolling my eyes and blinking.
She does not care for Hungarian humor, you know?
Yeah. So, Melissa, did Joe ever finish your house? Have you been butting heads with Joe? He's trying to remodel. And she's like, you know, we don't argue much, Andy, because I'm winning every argument. And Teresa rolls her eyes again. Teresa, give it a warm up. Like, we're going to be here 3 hours. You're mad about nothing. Okay.
literally nothing. Hi, Jennifer. Bit of a rough start for the season for you, but you got that chin up. How are you feeling? And she's like, well, I'm in a happy place. I'm not going to let anything affect my happy place. So he goes, so how are you feeling about your new nose and chin? You said nothing's going to affect you, so I'm going to try. Remember when you fucked up your face?
So how's it going with your nose and chin? And have they decided they need boob jobs yet? Okay. And she's like, well, I checked my chin out, so this is my old chin. My nose settled on nicely. You know, I just can't go outside on Christmas Eve, Andy, because the reindeer asked me to lead them places. But otherwise, I'm doing great, baby.
Wow, and Jackie, we went on a major journey with you. No, not talking about your eating disorder. We went to your driveway again. Major journey.
The journey to your garage door. So she's like, yeah, pretty much, Andy. And he's like, Teresa! He's like, just skipping Jackie. He's like, Jackie, you're fired. So, Teresa, let's talk more about you. Loving the reflection of your dress. It's like I'm at the Roxy right now. Because she's wearing little tiny mirrors all over her dress.
Yeah, and I just like Andy name-checking the Roxy and expecting Teresa to have any idea what that was.
Huh? Rax? No, it's mirrors, not Rax. Huh?
I love that Teresa is so violent, she even comes dressed to the reunion as broken glass, you know? And then Jen is dressed, like, with these weird Muppet sleeves. Like, she's just, you know how they say in restaurants, if you got time to lean, you got time to clean. And it's like Jen's the leaner, so they're making her wear the counter cleanup shit on her wrists. It's like some weird Muppet feather Swiffer thing on her wrists.
She just never found her housekeeper, so she just had her sleeves do the work, you know?
18 toilets, Andy.
So Andy's like, well, since we stopped, since we wrapped filming, Teresa, you and Louie got engaged. Congratulations. Let me see the ring. Wow. She's like, ha, he picked it out. Like,
so you paid.
Like, congratulations. Yeah.
In other words, you paid. And he's like, whoa, one week ago today,
Teresa, you were doing what? I was giving birth, Andy. I'm like, baby, a week, Teresa. All right. I was graduating from college, Andy.
7 days, Teresa. It was seven days.
Oh. They found a pen and they found someone's dick inside me, and they had to take out the pen and the dick because the pen exploded on the dick.
I got a pen and dicks removed, Andy. And he was like,
well, I have to say, I'm a little worried about you because I was told you're not allowed to scream.
Well, I'm not planning on it, Andy. Blink, 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 blink. And he's like, have you ever met you at a reunion before? She's like, how do I meet me? Because I'm me. So how do I meet? Never mind. Never mind. Move on.
Talking about time travel, Andy. He's like, but you're sitting across from someone who activates you and annoys you. And I want to see if we can have conversations today instead of altercations. Altercations, Andy.
Yes, Jen. It's not a fucking game. Okay. It's not game night.
I know. I was like, congrats. You just won the showcase showdown, Jennifer.
I'll take altercations for $500, Alex.
Jen came just in Jen reunion mode where she, I don't know if she drinks a little first or whatever, because she is like her drinking Jen. Whenever Jen drinks, she gets crazy. So I don't know if she has a couple drinks before, but she's just coming out, answering everyone's questions, talking over everybody. Mm-hmm. And I was, it's, I don't know, it's like Cruella De Vil. You know she's terrible, but you're so excited every time she's back, you know?
Yeah. We are so in sync today, Ronnie, like completely in sync on this, everything going on here. So then Andy is like, hey, Dolores, I hear you got a new man. Are we using the L word? Linguini? No, the L word.
Weak. No, Teresa, that's a W word. The L word, Dolores.
Lesbian? I mean, I've seen it on Showtime, but it is a boy. It's a boyfriend, Andy. All right.
Lozenge? Are we using, is L word the law? Okay.
Limitations. I'll take limitations for $500, Alex.
So Andy tells Dolores that she got such a great response from viewers because she opened up so much on camera. When? Dolores did not open up on camera. What are you talking about? Dolores has always been the same amount of open on camera, and I'm fine with it.
She's one of the few people on Bravo or reality TV where I'm actually okay with the fact that she doesn't really show her true self, because I think like the fun of Dolores is just knowing like what she says versus how she internally feels, because what she usually internally feels is usually what we feel, but she keeps it on the inside, and it's like fun to kind of like try to see it behind her eyes, you know?
Yeah, but where is this Dolores feel? It's like, Dolores, your mom is in the hospital. She's like, I can't, my mom's in the hospital. Like the same thing we saw. It's like you could have just told her she's not going to have stair railings for another week, you know what I mean? And I enjoy that amount of closedness. I think we should all be so closed.
Well, I think we all saw me have a breakdown when I brought Frank into the chinchilla room and I said, Frank, I'm stressed. Wow. I mean, those emotions were out of control.
So she's like, yeah, listen, me and David, we didn't talk about feelings, which was good. Listen, it's hard for me to talk about my relationship that way. Did you listen? Because I told you to listen. That's how I talk. You know, like, what are you going to do? He's like, oh, my God, you're so open.
Well, Jersey lives and dies on loyalty and respect and tacky clothes, and this season was no exception, as Jackie and Dolores proved the road to friendship is often paved with messy intentions and ends up at a garage somewhere with a bunch of kids playing basketball.
So we see clips, one of which is Dolores go, Jen, why are you crying right now? There's no reason to cry. And Jen going,
you think I'm weak for crying? Well, I'm not weak for crying. I'm going to cry.
And Jackie's like, you know what, Dolores? Don't call me a this. And we get back and Andy's like, so you had no fear that Dolores was going to beat the shit out of you, Jackie? And she's like, no, I wasn't scared. I don't think she would ever hit me.
Yeah. And Dolores is like, listen, I have a core anger about myself that I've learned to control. So no one should be scared, even though I have just described myself as having a core anger. It's like, whoa.
You are not my core. I will tell you that.
I am a core friend.
So, Melissa's like, so Andy says, well, if who would you be more afraid of in a dark alley, Dolores or Teresa? And Marge's like, Dolores, Dolores, okay? I mean, you would know Teresa's coming in a dark alley, okay? You can hear her jaw dragging on the ground, fucking idiot, walking towards you, all right? It wouldn't even be a surprise that Teresa's in the dark alley, all right?
You know what? I would be more afraid to run into Dolores only because I know she just wouldn't have any creamer on her. I'd be like, Dolores, I'm so glad you met me here in this alley. Do you have any creamer on you? Because I have this coffee. I need to do something with it. She'd be like, no. I'm like, this is the worst person I could have run into right now. It's terrible, Andy.
And Melissa's like, well, if you're just talking straight up fighting skills, Dolores would totally win. And Teresa's so much mad. She's so much mad. I'm sorry. It's Jersey grammar in me today.
Yeah, she, I mean, you know, I think what Teresa wants to really say is, like, I've been to prison, bitch. But she doesn't want to do that.
Yeah.
So then Dolores is like, but Teresa's so much stronger than me. And Teresa goes, yeah, you never seen me. And so Andy, of course, is like, well, she certainly pushed me down like a rag doll. Let's roll that beautiful bean footage. And of course, they show that shot again.
And Teresa's just laughing at the clip. Like, it's hilarious. And Melissa's like, I don't know why she wants to be the most violent one here. It's not a compliment. She's like,
yeah, but, like, if someone, like, pisses off anyone here, you're gonna, like, go after them.
And they're like, no.
Yeah. Margaret's like, you know, at our age, we better cut that shit out. And Melissa goes, facts. I'm like, okay, Melissa, relax. Okay, don't make me take Teresa's side early on, okay?
We'll agree. Now, Teresa, I agree there shouldn't be any violence. So, Teresa, I hope you hit March tonight. I mean, Jackie, I want to talk about the word this because that really triggered you. She's like, well, I'm a very accomplished woman, Andy. And so to dismiss me as a this, okay, that was really offensive to me. It felt very diminutive.
Okay. You know what? I was mad at this, okay? And I couldn't understand where Jackie was coming from because I felt like I was a good friend to Jennifer. And, you know, to have this say that about that, I mean, it's like what and which and where and who and when. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Jackie, I was so happy to see you standing up for Jennifer because obviously that cut close to you. What with your husband totally not getting blowjobs in the gym or what have you. And she's like, yeah, Andy, last year I could have used a friend. That would have been nice. And Jen's like, oh, really? Is that what you mean, Andy? What do you mean that she went through something similar? Just asking.
It wasn't similar because my husband didn't cheat on me, okay? And I just wanted to be a friend to Jen. You know, she was going through a lot. You know, there were lots of flies landing on her chin. It was like a huge landing pad for them. I mean, you ever been to JFK? It was like fly JFK over there. But you know, I felt so bad for her and I just wanted to be there for her.
Yeah, it was basically like Westworld for a robot that had been put out of circulation, Andy. So, poor Jen.
I know, I just wanted to be there and watch her balance, you know, a champagne flute on her chin. It was so cute how she could do it for those few months. You know, I wanted to be there to support her.
So, did Jen appreciate that Jackie was there for her? And she's like, of course. But then she came over, and the first words out of her mouth were, Dolores isn't the friend you think she is, baby.
And she's like, no, that's actually not the truth. Those were not the first words out of my mouth. You started the conversation by telling me that Dolores thinks Margaret is wrong, but then Margaret and I talk on the phone every night, and she just told me that Dolores thinks that she's right. So Dolores was telling both of them that she thinks they're right, which is my point.
And actually, technically, the first words I did say was, ow, you just poked me in the eye with your chin. So let's just be honest.
Did you have dead meat sewn onto your face was actually the first question. Because there's flies on it. Are you decomposing? Is your chin decomposing? Were the first words I spoke.
I said, oh no, Jennifer, you're wearing your Oculus Rift on your face by accident, your chin. You're doing it wrong. And then I realized.
So Dolores is like, all right, here's what happened. All right, welcome to the Open with Dolores segment. All right.
Let me get my soul.
After I said, Jen, I understand what you're coming from, where you're coming from. I think you're right. Then I said, Margaret, that was rough. And Margaret said, well, you don't know what Jennifer has been doing. And Jen goes, which was?
I'd love to see you answer that question, Mr. Beck.
So then
Andy's like, come on, she told you about her digging. She found you were digging about Evan. Okay, even I know this, and I barely watch this shit anymore.
And so Jennifer tries to change it. She tries to spin it, go, and yes, and I would love to know whose idea it was to bring that to the cameras. Was it you or was it Frank? Like, she's trying to like make it seem like actually maybe Jennifer is the victim here because they were gossiping about her gossiping on camera. Like, what are you talking about?
It is very Supreme Court, because all this shit happens with the Supreme Court. And what are the Republicans mad about? That somebody leaked it. I mean, it's such a housewife thing. Oh, really? Well, who told y'all? Because they're going down. That is a travesty of American justice. It's like, okay, what are we on, Housewives right now? The point is, is your decision, you fucks. Anyway, I'm sorry.
I really love the way you're weaving this in.
It's leaking. New Jersey. It's leaking into my life. I can't not be pissed.
Yeah, no, I mean, I was extremely, extremely surly yesterday because of it.
They act like housewives, and it's ridiculous. So then, you're right. Jennifer's twisting it to make it like, so it's not that I did the thing. It's that you guys leaked that I did the thing, right? So Dolores is like, well, I had nothing to do with that. Listen, I didn't even know about that scene, okay? You think I would have done that scene without an alligator-shaped bread? Okay, I didn't know. And when I knew, I understood why it pushed her to do what she did. There, I said it.
Yeah, and then so Jennifer's like, you know what, Dolores, you jumped ship. And I said, why did you change your mind? And she said, well, you did a lot of things to Margaret too. And I'm like, why? I'm like, what? Alterations, okay? And so Margaret's like, you know what? Because you cut me to the core every single time for years and years. I said one thing 4 years ago, which was about 10 years after you were a slut with your boss. That's all. I said one thing.
You know who wins this year on Bravo? The word core. Okay? Yeah. I don't think I've ever heard the word core used so much as it is on Bravo. So true. Andy's like, I don't want to relitigate that, all right?
Dolores, that's his word. That's his word for the night.
I don't want to relitigate.
Yeah.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a...
Well, I'm getting to that age now, Ronnie, where I see myself on camera and I can see the back of my head. The hair is thinning out. And honestly, I mean, I have to imagine that the past few years, the stress in our world, in our lives, has impacted it.
I mean, your hair is never just about your hair, and Nutrafol knows that. It could be your job, your deodorant, your hormones. It could be almost anything that has almost nothing to do with your hair. And that's why Nutrafol takes a whole body approach to hair health, addressing the problems inside to help hair grow on the outside, supporting your lifestyle, not just your hairstyle. With Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. Purchase online, no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. See results in 3 to 6 months.
Address your root causes of hair thinning with Nutrafol. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code CRAPPINS.
Nutrafol.com, spelled NutraFol.com, promo code CRAPPINS.
That's Nutrafol.com, promo code CRAPPINS.
Do you struggle trying to reach those corner lashes when applying mascara? L'Oreal Paris' new Panorama Mascara catches every lash for corner-to-corner volume.
Your sister has been using this, right?
She loves it, yes. They sent me some, and I gave it to my sister and my nieces. And actually, I looked at... I saw my niece the other day and was like, your eyelashes, is that the new mascara? She's like, yes, look at them! They were like fanned out. I mean, this is a great product.
You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Want to see life in panorama with fully fanned out lashes? Now you can with L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara that creates corner-to-corner panoramic lash volume.
Crappin's commercial.
Dolores, we got a lot of comments about you telling Jen to stop crying. People were saying that you seem cold.
And she's like, well, listen, we had a conversation before the event where I said, listen here, you stupid little bitch. Don't you fucking cry, all right? Because you've got a wonderful life, all right? And don't make me be the ghost of Christmas future. Come over here and kick your fucking ass because I'll fucking do it. Is that mean? You know? And then she goes into the party and she cries. And I said, Jen, you told me to remind you not to cry, all right? And then it looks like I'm yelling at her for crying. I mean.
Yeah. You know what? Listen, I told her, you walk in there and you hold your head up high, which I know is difficult given the chin. It's very heavy. But you hold your head up high, okay? And you walk right in there and you don't cry because you've had a lot of work and you don't know how water mixes with those plastics, okay? And you don't cry and you're strong, okay? And strong people do not cry. That's all I said, Andy. That's all I said.
I do love that Jen's just like, yeah, I took off my chin. I didn't like it. Like, is it Velcro and all? How is this working for you guys lately? Are you just having things removable on purpose? Like, is your face zipping at this point?
It's like Mr. Potato Head.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I wouldn't go in so hard if she had still had it on. But since she got it off, I was like, it's on. So Dolores is like, she's like, you know what? So Jennifer's like, she's like, you know what? That conversation did happen. And I felt like Dolores had a hidden agenda because the more I cried, the more I was going to make her friend look bad. And she wanted to protect her friend. So because you called me up, she's like, cry. She's like, crying makes you look weak. She was doing it to protect her friend. Which is, by the way, the most cockamamie conspiracy theory. And Dolores like, that's a lie. Wow, Jennifer, you're a fucking liar. Wow, sorry, Andy, to get so emotional. Sorry.
And you know what? I'm thinking about four things today, and this is one of them. Okay, Dolores has defended you for a very long time. And then we see a clip of Dolores defending Jen, and it's so funny. It's like, Dolores is my friend, so you get the fuck out of my house. And Dolores going, all right, I am. I'll stand here and say it. Like going through her fanny pack for some lipstick. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'll say it. So, yeah, so Jennifer's like, well, what did you do that showed that showed me that you're a friend? She goes, I defended you when you weren't defendable, okay?
Well, I am so done tolerating all your backhand compliments. I don't mind her, quote, unquote. Jennifer sticks her foot in her mouth, quote, unquote. Jennifer is a piece of shit and I never want to be friends with her anymore, quote, unquote. I'm sick of these compliments.
And saying things like, I don't mind her? What is that about? And she's like, but you do say stupid things, Jen. Like, you put your foot in your mouth. What are you going to do? And she's like, oh, then you're not my friend then. It's like, no, honey. This, like, and I'm sorry to call you honey. It's because I have it in my notes from Joe Gorga. Sorry, I take the honey back. But lady, you can't pull a Teresa. There's only one Teresa who gets to use that. Like, if you don't stand up for everything I do, then you're wrong. There's already one Teresa. You're not her, okay? You're the lady with 18 bathrooms and a crazy zipper face, okay? So don't use the Teresa lines. I don't like it. So she's like, what am I supposed to say? Everything you say is right? She goes, my friends don't talk about me that way. They don't talk about me.
Well, then I guess I'm not her friend and I'll never be her friend again. I never will be. So Andy's like, well, did something happen in the last few months? And Dolores goes, nothing so egregious that she could call me not a good friend. I mean, I've called her. She doesn't call me back. She's been saying stuff in podcasts. She says I'm not a friend of the show. Look, I invited her to see my new railings. Were there new railings? No, but I still extended the invitation. She didn't know there were no new railings.
And Jen goes, but you're not a good friend. She's like, you're disgusting. This is disgusting. You're disgusting. She goes, oh, I'm disgusting. Go ramble about it somewhere. Oh, she's crazy, Andy. She doesn't stick up for me. Keep your sticking up. I don't want friends who stick up like you stick up.
Yeah. Dolores goes, you know what? I apologize to the three of you on those other couches for ever sticking up for her. In my mind, I was like, Jen, you're an idiot because like I feel like having Dolores' support is like a gift. It is like Ryan and I are playing Elden Ring, and like to me, Dolores' support is like some special magic power you get after you kill a boss that you've spent so long killing. Cause that thing is gonna be with you and it's gonna stay with you till the end of your quest. And if you just like drop it somewhere and it's gone, that you're dumb because that is unwavering support that you just got rid of.
Yes. And Andy's like, Teresa, do you think Dolores is a good friend of Jen? And she's like, the only part I'm going to say about it is when Dolores said don't cry, it's because she wants you to, you know, be strong. You know, you got to be strong. And I get where she's coming from with that part. And Jen's like, yeah, but you be yelling at me. Stop crying. Stop crying. And then I thought about it and I didn't want to stop crying.
I mean, I like how Jennifer is like, she's so mad during that scene. Like, just because I'm crying doesn't mean I'm not strong. But now when Teresa says, no, don't cry because I want you to be strong. Whenever Teresa says, because Teresa has a real fucked up relationship about strength and crying and like what like being a man and being a woman, etc. So, like, it's just funny that when Teresa says it, you know, Jennifer has no problem with it whatsoever. But when someone else is like, "Ah, you made fun of me for crying, Margaret. But I wasn't, what's so wrong with crying? I wasn't weak. I was just crying and being emotional."
Oh, God. So, Andy brings it back to Dolores. She's like, "You know, we got a lot of viewers that say Dolores is lacking in empathy." And Jen's like, "Thank you, viewers." And she's like, "Listen, I was stupid to believe Jennifer was happy in a marriage all these years, I guess, because that's been the party line." And she's like, "Oh, yeah." She goes, "Shut the fuck up when I'm talking to you, Jennifer." And I was like, "That's what you're going to get now, Jennifer." Yeah. That's what you're going to get. You treat Dolores like that, you don't want to see what's going to happen. Okay.
Yeah. And then Jen just goes, she goes, "You shut the fuck up, mister." And then she's like, Melissa's like, "Well, here we go. Here we go.
I was happy. I was a happy Jennifer until this one, Margaret Joseph's, brought it all up." And Margaret's like, "You weren't even happy." Okay. Let me tell you the Hungarian phrase for "you're not even happy."
Okay. That was for you, Hungarian Joan.
That means stick your happiness up your cornhole, okay? Because it was never true in the first place. And Dolores is like, "You see, you tell her I'm a bad friend. You tell her she doesn't have a good marriage. Look how easy you fold, Jennifer. Stand true to yourself. Was your marriage good? Was your marriage not good?" She goes, "My marriage is good." And she's like, "All right, then fucking act like it, all right?"
Don't act like a bitch. I didn't totally understand Dolores's logic in this point. Like, if your marriage was good, act like it was good.
Because she's like, saying, I think what I'm taking from it is she's saying, Jennifer, if your marriage is good, you shouldn't be sobbing 10 years later about it. You know, yeah. Like, I get that you're embarrassed about this, but if you're with somebody, you work through it, you shouldn't be acting this crazy. Like, you should be confident enough to say, he made a mistake, we got over it, whatever. But Jen's making this huge drama. And so Dolores is saying, by Jen sobbing all the time and making this huge drama, that she has been lying, she's not been truthful about being totally fine with everything for the past 10 years.
Yeah. So Jen is like, very well summarized. Summated.
Yeah, I was summated. Huh? You want some tomatoes?
So then,
Leaked the summated? Who leaked it?
So Jennifer is like, "I was happy. It was until Margaret brought up." So Margaret's like, "I can't ruin a happy marriage. The only thing I can ruin is an iced coffee if I don't use Snickers creamer. Okay, that's it. That's all I can do."
So she's trying to cry, Jennifer. And she's like, "I can't control my emotions, okay? I'm allowed to process. I'm allowed to cry. And I don't give a fuck to show my feelings." It's like, yeah. Okay, Jen. Like, it's a little over the top for the first segment. Okay?
Yeah, I like when she goes, "I can't control my emotions." And Margaret goes, "Well, that's a given." So Andy's like,
"Well, I want to talk about Jackie saying Bill shouldn't have his dick in someone else." And Teresa goes, terrible. Terrible.
Literally no one's co-signing you on this one, okay? Like, no one co-signs this.
They're trying to get Jackie on this. I mean, Jackie was supporting Jennifer. So ridiculous. So Andy's like, "But Jennifer, when you saw the context of how that was said," and Teresa's like, "There was a context. Who won it?
Oh, context. That's what we use in jail to text each other.
It was like paging. You had to read most of them upside down."
And he's like, "Well, when it came out that she was mad at Bill for hurting you, how did it change how you felt?" And Tree just goes, "Terrible, Andy. Terrible." She just keeps saying "terrible" over and over.
Idiot.
Jen's like,
"Well, it did change my feelings, you know, because I saw how it was misconstrued. I just didn't know how to process it. All I thought about is my kids are going to hear this."
That's what I think about anytime you open your mouth, Jennifer. Wow, your kids are going to hear this.
Your
this
kids are suffering right now.
I know.
And Teresa is nodding like she didn't try to ruin a marriage last year. And Dolores is like, "Well, listen, the same thing happened to me. So I hear another man doing it. And it, you know, it's just gut-wrenching to me. That's it." Yeah, it happened to you. So you should be on the woman's side and supporting anything said against the man. What the hell?
Yeah. Jackie's like, "You know, I get how it would sting, and, you know, and, like, you know, I understand how it was Dolores's leverage to, you know, to get back at me, but, like, what I don't get is that people who are using the word cut fitness and talk about their crotch chasing like pineapple, clutching their pearls over the word dick." And I can just imagine Teresa being like, "Ah, this is glass. He's not pearls. What?"
Oh, yeah, but it's okay to say what you had to say, all right? You could say that, all right? You could say that, but I can't say pineapples.
And she's like, yeah, I think it was okay to say dick. And she's like,
oh, yeah, you think that's classy? You think that's classy?
And Jen's like, but I have kids! Oh, my God, you all have kids, okay? I had a hamster in grade school that had kids. When it bit me, I still considered putting it down, okay? You don't just get a pass to do whatever the fuck you want because you dropped out some human life, okay? It's part of life.
Yeah, if you have a kid, if you have kids, don't be a monster in the first place. And yes. Then you don't have to worry about people having hostile reactions that yes. Your kids might hear. So Jackie is like, you know what? I was upset at Bill, and I didn't like Jennifer holding the blame for it, and she was blaming herself, so I used the word dick. And Teresa goes,
and that's very classy. I think you're not classy. I think you're not classy,
says Teresa Giudice, the bastion of classiness on Bravo television. Teresa Giudice.
You physically assaulted someone again this season and called them a cut fitness. Shut the fuck up, you Shelly Shanker. Shut up. Okay? No one's asking you. Class.
Yeah. And Jackie's like, great. Well, I think, I think you think very poorly of me, and I think you don't know me at all. And Teresa, Jackie was like really trying to have a trailer moment. You don't know me at all. And Teresa's like,
well, I don't know you. I don't want to get to know you. And like, we're tired, and you're a follower. You're a follower.
And she's like, yeah, because Margaret wasn't speaking to me anymore. And then Jackie out of nowhere.
And Andy's like, oh, so you guys didn't play golf? You were going to have a golf date. And Teresa's like, yeah, but we had tennis. But then we also had golfing. Like, okay, so you did have your...
She goes, we went tennis. She literally says, we went tennis.
We went tennis?
By the way, I think it's so hilarious. The Teresa, who always wants loyalty, like deep, deep entrenched loyalty, dramatic over the top loyalty, is then like, oh my God, Margaret stopped talking to me. And then you stopped talking to me. It's like, yeah, that's exactly what you would want out of your friends too. Yeah. What are you so like what?
Teresa, I know. And Jackie goes, yeah, because I found out that she was digging on my husband. She was the one the whole time trying to dig on my husband. And Teresa's like, yeah, after I found out about what you said about my daughter.
Teresa pulls out all the greatest hits on this reunion.
She too, really does. And, and Jackie's like, I did not say anything about your daughter, okay? I used an analogy. And she's like, you never said analogy!
You never said it!
And Andy goes, yes, the analogy was not pre-announced. And so Melissa goes, I don't even want to hear the word analogy again.
So... Pooper from Scooper says, Teresa, why don't you still understand that spreading a rumor about Evan cheating was wrong? To call out Margaret for bringing up Bill's affair in light of what you did seems hypocritical and incredibly unself-aware.
Teresa's like, bling, 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 bling.
I apologize, right? I'm like, I apologize already.
And Jackie's like, yeah, but then afterwards you were digging. And she goes, prove it, bitch.
Teresa, I went tennis.
Teresa, who is just saying someone's not classy, is like, prove it, bitch. And she's like, please don't call me a bitch, Teresa. She goes, I just did. What are you going to do about it? She's like, you know what? Be a little classier and speak to me like a woman. She goes, I wasn't digging, bitch, all right?
You know, the show was airing and Teresa realized this is now Jen trying to exonerate Teresa. Jen, who has spent the season saying, I was just curious. I just want to take a peeky-weeky into the gossip box. That's all. So now she says, well, you know, the show was airing and Teresa realized that the Gia comment was not presented in a way that was an analogy that was so clear. So she was very angry. That's an exact quote. She was very angry.
Teresa came back a season later and mid-season got upset that analogy wasn't presented properly. I mean, come on.
Well, because she was watching it on television, okay? And so she was very angry and she was like, I don't know if there's someone in Tenafly who would know if this room is true. So to appease her, I was like, actually, I think I know one lady. Her main name might be Serena. And I would be willing to ask her. And when there was nothing to find, I was like, Teresa's like, then we didn't go after her. We didn't go after her.
like, oh, everything's fine. So now the story is not that Jennifer was curious. It's that, Teresa was so angry. She was just trying to, be a good friend and, just asks one person.
Right. So now they were digging, but they're still not at fault for digging. So Jackie's like, okay, but then if you had found something, what were you going to do with it? Because you do a lot of crying about your kids. And Jen's like, I wouldn't have said it on camera. Yes, you fucking would have. You would have given it to Teresa to say on camera.
It was 100% it would have been on camera. And so Marge's like, you know what? Someone who suffered an infidelity, like you, like, why would you go looking for that? Okay, why would you do that? I mean, as if Margaret's going to get the proper answer for this. Like, Margaret's like, oh, wait a second. Here's some logic. This will finally work. Some logic on Teresa and Jennifer. And right. Of course, no.
And Teresa's like, it didn't happen, so drop it. And Jen's like, look at you, Marge. You went digging. And Teresa's like, yeah, yeah, you did digging. You did digging.
You went digging. So then Jennifer's like, yeah. So Mark was like, I didn't do any digging. She's like, you did a lot of digging. I didn't have to do any digging. It was everywhere. Okay. It's like Snickers creamer at the AMP. Everywhere. $4.99. Okay. For sales. Everywhere.
So Jackie's like, Jen, you ruin all your friendships because you're blindingly loyal to one person and just kissing their ass. And she's like, and you're her puppet. You're Marge's puppet. You kiss her ass. She's so insecure and she's such a follower. I love that Jen's proving that she's not a follower by repeating Teresa's exact words. Like,
exactly.
Girl, you've got Teresa's fucking elbow sticking out of your cornhole right now. Give me a fucking break.
Yeah. You know what? How dare you call me insecure when I'm one of the strongest fucking women that you'll ever meet. The things that I've been through in my life, you have no idea. Do you know how hard it was to take an Amazon box and put it delicately in front of a garage door? Very difficult.
And Jen's like, yeah, right. Are you kidding me? And Teresa's like, oh, yeah, strong. You cried all season. All right.
Yeah, and again, now they're weaponizing crying when before it was, like, so wrong to do so for Jen. And so Jackie's like, you cried all season, Teresa. And Teresa goes, No, I didn't. Which I think is actually, like, I really like Jackie's method there because Teresa really didn't cry all season. But, like, as long as Teresa's going to gaslight people, why not, you know, like, why not do that to Teresa? I think it's, like, really fun to see her just be like, huh? What?
I ain't right. She didn't cry all season, but she bitched all season, right? Like, she basically cried about everybody using all this stuff against her and coming for her man and this and that. Yeah. And but she didn't technically cry. But she's like, no, I didn't. And Jackie's like, you bitched and moaned about a person asking you a question all season long. She goes, no, I didn't. Well, you did do that part, you know?
Yeah, you literally did it. So Andy's like, Dolores, so where do things stand with you and Jackie now? We're good. We're fine. Look at the joy on my face. It's like I see her and I want to cry. Look at me. I'm just losing my composure right now. She's so good.
And Jen's like, nah, I'm done with giving her a pass. I'm done with it. It's like, wow, you're stabbing one of your only allies on the show in the back. You idiot, Jen. I love it. Like idiot. And it's Dolores. No, everyone on this show agrees with one thing. Everybody agrees with is that you do not want Dolores after you. Okay.
Yeah.
You just, even Teresa doesn't want Dolores after her, you know? So Dolores is like, wow, you are actually crazy. I'm disgusted. I'm disgusted, Andy.
Well, the night is young, so maybe you two will make some headway.
Nah. Because we already had the Garden State Parkway. What else do we need?
Headway, not highway, Teresa. Okay.
Well, it smells like Axe body spray, pepperoni, and apple teeny. So I'm guessing the guys are in the dressing room. They'll be out soon. Welcome back, Teresa. I wanted to talk about the love bubble. Something happy and light. Oh really? You're gonna talk about Louie? Something light and happy, Andy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. It's a topic that's really brought a lot of levity to the season amongst the women.
It's time for a commercial. It's time.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
Time for a Crappens commercial.
So Andy's like, he's basically like, so you were hesitant about bringing him on until it was real. Do you regret it? I mean, because the good news is you weathered it, huh? She's like, well, you have to ask him that because it's his life. And like, you know, Margaret was trying to chastise him, you know? And Margaret, I wasn't chastising. I was asking questions. I was like a young Diane Sawyer in pigtails. Okay, that's what I was basically doing. Okay, Teresa.
But congratulations on the new word. Okay, because that was amazing. And Teresa's like, you know what, though? But he fell in love with Teresa Giudice. And I love that Teresa's back to Giudice, because sometimes she'll go with the Giudice, but she forgets that she's trying to change her name. And Marge goes, yeah, Teresa Giudice, a public figure.
And he didn't know that this comes along with it. So thanks, Margaret, for trying to hurt him. All right.
No, I didn't hurt him. Okay. Well, even before she uttered a word about him, there were articles about him that I brought up at the last reunion having nothing to do with Margaret. So it was going to be there whether she was bringing it up or not, which, of course, Teresa's like, blink, blink. Like, that totally does not, like, resonate with her whatsoever.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, but then, like, every time a group event came up, then something new came out, you know? And then there's another event, and then something new came out. And then another event, and then something new came out. So, you do the math, all right?
Oh, God. So, that's, by the way, also how Teresa got through, like, middle and high school. You do the math. I'm not going to do this. She's not going to do her problem sets.
I didn't have anything to do with this, okay? And Andy's like, and you still think that Louie's the one? And Teresa goes,
yeah, because, like, we never had a fight, you know, like, knock on wood.
And she knocks on her own head. It's like, oh, mm-hmm. God. That's nothing you said has been that accurate.
Meanwhile, Joe Gorga's knocking on his dick. Hey, knock on wood.
So there then, he is.
There he is.
Knocking on wood.
Knock on the L. So she's like, yeah, you know, we communicate and, like, he don't yell, he don't curse, you know. And Andy's like, yeah, I mean, that's like the opposite of Joe Giudice. It's like the caveman and Oprah.
What the hell? What the fuck did Oprah Winfrey do to you? How could you do that? Oprah Winfrey's even come on your show. How could you do that?
Like, but it's also like, why is that like the other end? Like, why does it go from caveman to Oprah? I feel like that somehow it gets like, that's what? How do you do that?
So Andy's like, does it make you think differently about your relationship with Joe? And she goes, yeah, now I see the difference because, like, I'm in love with Louie. And, like, when I was married, like, I wasn't in love. Like, I think that, like, you know, I just got dumped by my brother and I was, like, living at home. And, like, it was hard. So, like, don't get me wrong. I thought I was in love. But then, like, you know, what came out of it? Daughters. I got daughters. So that's good.
Wow, well, does it make you think that, like, you put up with a lot of shit that you didn't realize you were even putting up with? Like, Dolores actually even compared you to a dog from a shelter. Wait, hold on one second, Andy. I want to respond to this. Okay, first of all, I love dogs. I'm not calling her a dog. I'm just saying she has dog-like qualities and sometimes looks and acts like a dog. That's all. But you know what? Teresa's been through so much. And you know what? He's kind to her. Like, listen, a dog that I've taken out of the shelter, they would die for me. They would die for me. And that's what she is. She's like a dog, a mangy dog that you found at a shelter that knows how to make tomato sauce. That's all I'm saying.
Listen, some of those dogs, they didn't want to die for me. But, you know, I accidentally threw a ball down the hallway, not remembering there were no railings on the stairs. You know what I'm saying? We call those bananas Fosters. All right. They're gone now. But you know what I'm saying, Andy. And Teresa's like,
you know what? My daughters, they'd love Louie. And like, it was an adjustment living with him though, because like, they'd like to walk through the house naked.
And I was like, there's like some creepiness there, you know?
Yeah. I was like,
so you know, Louie's like, just feel comfortable. I just want you to be like you're at home.
I'm like, we should probably not keep that. That should have been edited out. We don't need pervs showing up at Teresa's house. So Andy's
she's like, and there's so many people in my bushes lately. It's like, no, don't say that on TV.
So Andy's like, well, you said on Watch What Happens Live, which I host, that you're not planning on getting a prenup, and people are pretty upset. Bethany Frankel, who is totally over being a Real Housewife, she doesn't even pay attention anymore, just tweeted, oh my god, I may jump to a phone if like Teresa doesn't sign a prenup. Like, literally, like, mention it all, including a prenup. Oh my god.
I mean, everyone's up in arms. We've done polls, we've done viewer surveys, we've done commercials about it.
And Teresa's like, uh-uh, I ain't gonna do it. That's between Louie and Ines. And he's like, but you haven't made the decision?
She's like, it's our business, all right? Because, like, Joe wanted me to sign the prenup, and I almost left. Because I was like, you know what? You get married, that's for life.
Teresa, listen to yourself. The husband who got you thrown in jail and left you fucking penniless, and then you had to pay all of his restitution? Yeah, that's why you should get a prenup, you fucking dodo bird. Like, how long are we supposed to sit here without losing our shit?
I know. And Andy's like, well, I'm trying to protect you. And she goes, well, he had more in me. He has more in me. And Andy's like, things happen.
He doesn't have more than you. God, this guy's really got her. And then I love that right after this, the rumors were like, and Louie's broke. You know, it's like Louie is bankrupt, you know, fucking Teresa. So he's like, listen, I'm your friend. And I'm saying, as your friend, I would love if you would consider a prenup. That's all. Okay? You don't have to be upset. She's like, all right, you're my man, so I'm not going to get mad at you about it.
That's exactly what it is. It's like, oh, if a man says it, it's okay. So Andy's like, okay, well, you had an engagement party. Which of the ladies were there? I'm going to ask this question, even though I know exactly who was not there, unless they're stirred this all up. So it was only Jennifer and Melissa at the engagement party. And Andy's like, well, what about Dolores? And Tree goes,
we went tennis.
Dolores is like, you know what? I didn't know about the party. Like, I would have liked to have been there, but I wasn't mad. Look at me not being mad. I'm clearly not mad at all. I'm not raging. My core anger is not activated inside of me. I'm not mad, and all I care about is her. But, you know, I felt bad when people asked me, you know, so I called Teresa and I said, hey, was I not invited because you're mad at me? And she said, no, we're only inviting couples that we go out with. And she gave me some other bullshit logic. And I'm going to stop talking right now because my core anger is starting to uncore itself.
Yeah, like, we only go out with people that we hang out with, so.
And Dolores is like, and that was enough for me. I mean, that is bullshit. So you won't invite the single person. Well, you won't invite, I mean, that's gross. It's so and we rude. All know that it's not true. And that Teresa didn't invite Dolores because Dolores wasn't 100% on her side every second of the season, you know?
No, it was to me so tacky and so rude. And I know there are Teresa fans out there because we hear from them every now and then. I'm like, you guys, I'm done with this podcast. You guys are just Teresa haters. I'm like, well, bye. But there are people who like love Teresa and are, you know, and I'm sure you could always make an argument. It's very easy to make an argument against Melissa Gorka because she's like, she does a lot of stuff that makes you not.
Well, Melissa sucks too. I'm team Teresa when it comes to Melissa, 100%.
But what I'm saying is, but this is a situation where it's so obvious. Like, it's so tacky and hurtful and rude that she wouldn't invite Dolores. And then she says it's only because it's couples only, which is also obnoxious and so disgusting. It also sounds like such a terrible message to her daughters in terms of, like, what they should be valuing. I'm like, you are a piece of shit. I'm sorry. You really are.
Well, I think it's also her TV people, because we know from this show and Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip that she's just like, everybody's always coming for her on TV and they're not all real friends and And I think she feels like she brought Dolores on this show. So for Dolores to not show her 100% loyalty and go after people all the time, you know, is a betrayal. So yeah, whatever.
But if that's how she feels, then she should say that. But instead she says, you know what? Like, I've been asking her to go out on a double date and then like nothing happened. And Dolores is like, well, you asked me when I was with David and David didn't want to double date anybody.
He didn't like, even single date me. I mean,
he zero dates.
And Marge is like, oh, so you can only be friends with couples? I mean, Dolores has been your ride or die forever. And Dolores is like, I'm okay with it. I mean, whatever. And Dolores is like, yeah, so don't try and cause a problem, Margaret, bitch. Jeez.
You know what?
Andy goes, but I'm the one who brought it up. She goes,
oh, all right. You're a mean, so all right.
You know what? If that's how Louis and her wanted that party, that's fine. You know, my concern is that she enjoys her day. Fucking bitch. Fucking cut fitness. I'll never trust her again.
So then Andy brings up that on Watch What Happens that's Live, Teresa was asked who's going to be her bridesmaid. And she said, not Melissa. And Melissa, are you hurt? And she's like, no, at first I just thought it would be your daughters. But then I heard it was all of your new sisters. No, it was all your new sister-in-laws. Sorry, you got to get the Jersey grammar down properly. Your sister-in-laws.
Sister-in-laws. So Teresa's like, yeah, well, at this point, Teresa's hands are, she's doing that weird open palm. You can't really see it very well on Crappers on Demand because it's a small window. But she does this thing with her open palms. But her fingers are out and her palms are up and she's like, no, what? You know, I speak to them all the time. So like, look what you're saying and look what I'm saying. Okay. That's what I'm saying. And Melissa's like, why do you always have to, we're not talking about seats right now. Like, why are you always coming out so negative? She's like, I'm not coming out negative. You're a cut fitness. I'm not. That's not negative. I don't know what you're saying.
And she's like, yeah, you are, because you said, look where you're sitting. I mean, Teresa, whatever. Have whoever you want in your wedding. And I think Teresa is saying they're on opposite sides of the couch, right? She's like, if we got along, we'd be on the same side of the couch. Because some people are like, Teresa's sitting in first chair, and she's saying Melissa's sitting in the last chair. But I think she's talking about the sides of the couch.
Yeah, the sides. I think that's what it is.
So she's like, listen, this is the thing, honey, all right? We're not close. You are my sister-in-laws, but we're not close, all right? And Melissa's like, oh my God, my heart right now is like literally beating. Oh my God, my heart is literally beating, you guys. Really, Melissa? Yeah. Well, congratulations on being alive for the reunion. Okay.
Well, I'm actually on Melissa's side for this, but she does her best to push us all away because she's not upfront because she says like, no, it's fine. I was happy. You were never happy about that. You were pissed off this entire time. So now she starts doing this thing. Like, we have a lot of memories. Like, even if we're not close, when you were away, I was the one helping your mother pick up your girls and bring them to dance. You remember that, don't you? I'm like, she was literally in jail. There's no way that she could remember that.
And that's also disgusting. Like, I was helping your mother. Yeah, that was your mother too. You fucking asshole. It's your family. She starts throwing all this dead parent stuff at Teresa, which is just gross on Melissa's. Mm-hmm. And especially considering all the rumors with why Teresa's parents had to live with Teresa in the first place. You know, that Joe took out the mortgage on the parents' house and didn't pay it. And then the parents' house got foreclosed on. And then that's all rumors, by the way. But that's been the rumor for years on this show that was the rift between the family. So it's interesting because there's so much stuff that Teresa has not thrown in their face, right? Mm-hmm. Where I'm like, well, maybe that is kind of Teresa's loyalty, right? That she doesn't bring up all these Gorga rumors or say like, yeah, well, the stuff about you being a crook was because you're using people's Instagram posts that aren't yours. You got mom and dad kicked out of their house. Allegedly, you did all this stuff. So maybe that is Teresa's loyalty?
I don't know. I mean, it's a little bit of a warped logic because it's like, it's rumors that we don't know are true. And the fact that we don't have verification on them makes Teresa more loyal. So it's a little,
That's true.
A little fucked up.
But, this is a lot of shit like reading fame horgas that really does seep into your
brain. I heard something that might be true. And the fact that Teresa is keeping that secret is there for me.
But we know that the Instagram photos, at the very least, is something that happened. Because I remember talking about that when it happened, when Joe was posting Instagram saying, like, this is a before and after. And it's like, no, that's somebody else's home. Like, the homeowner came on and was like, he didn't do any of this stuff. You know,
I mean, I think it's like tacky also that Melissa is bringing up this stuff. It's almost like she's like reading her resume of like these things. Like, I was holding her hand when your father was dying in the hospital. And so it is tacky. But at the same time, it also shows that like she is there and she is a part of the family and she's just not some stranger. And like ultimately, I think it's tacky as fuck that she is not having Melissa as her bridesmaid, especially given the double standard that Teresa has. And as much as Teresa says she wouldn't care, Teresa would be a monster if she were not chosen to be a bridesmaid. So like,
I disagree. I don't think she owes Melissa anything. She hates Melissa. Melissa hates her. Melissa does nothing but undermine Teresa. Teresa does nothing but undermine Melissa. They hate each other. I'm mad about the Dolores thing. I think Teresa's a dick for the Dolores thing. But Melissa, the way Melissa even got on the show is still disgusting. And I don't think that Teresa owes Melissa anything. I think Melissa
in that case, she should not be making requests of Melissa Gorga nonstop. Like, you should be doing this for me. Family, right. family. If that's the way, if you hate Melissa Gorga, then yeah, you're not entitled to have her your bridesmaid. But don't preach all this stuff about family. You should have my back. You should be doing this. When Melissa has, you know, she has held her tongue, not very well. Like she fake holds her tongue. But the truth is, like, you can't be preaching all that stuff and then you don't even have her as your bridesmaid. Like, I'm sorry. I think Teresa is way in the wrong. Melissa may be a piece of work, but Teresa is wrong in this situation.
Yeah, I don't think so, but I love hearing them argue because they're neither one of them's right. You know what I mean? Like, they're both wrong. Like, Melissa's argument here is totally wrong, but yeah. I mean, Teresa is an asshole. And the demanding loyalty from everybody when she never shows any to anybody, I also agree with that. But
Teresa just can't be upfront about it. She even says right here, she's like, we haven't double dated. She goes to the double dating thing. She goes, it's like bullshit she goes, like that.
We haven't double dated. Ask my brother. We haven't double dated.
Yeah.
That's her reasoning.
But like, also Melissa though Melissa's spewing bullshit too. Like, don't get me wrong, because she's like, please don't take this away from me. We have history. Like, we have history, you and me, and I love you very much, and I'm happy for you. But you should remember what family is. Like, don't take away this history from me. I'm like, you're saying I put in this work. I did all the things I'm supposed to do, and now you're not giving me a prize at the end of it. That's what you're saying there.
Yeah, but all that stuff that you did was not for Teresa. It was for Joe, who was your husband. So that you don't get to use that stuff against Teresa. You were doing basic wife duties, you know, for your husband, not for Teresa. So anyway, don't worry. We get to talk about this for another 3 weeks because it's never going to fucking end. It's the same thing over and over. So then Melissa's like, let's just be honest, because Teresa says, I'm not close to you. And that's the truth. And Melissa's like, yeah, let's just be honest then and stop pretending we have a relationship. And she goes, yeah, we don't have a relationship. And Jen's like,
well, I think if I can say something, I think that she feels that you're closer with Margaret than you are to her.
And Margaret's like, oh, Jesus, what do I have to do with it? We're not even to the Snickers segment, and I've got to deal with this crap. Like, why does it have to do with me?
Yeah. And Andy's like, all right. And Teresa's like, no, I didn't want it to be a big thing. It's like this is my day. It's about Louie and I. And Melissa's like, it's about Louie. It's about you. It's about Louie's family. Beautiful. Because that's the other, by the way, that's another component of it, because it's like, it's also these new people, like out of nowhere, like Louie's sisters that suddenly get to be bridesmaids. Like that adds, like that is also like what makes it a little fucked up. And that's why like Melissa's like, you know, when it wasn't the sisters, it was one thing where she probably still was pissed. But when it's the sisters, that's actually just like passive aggressive at that point.
Well, you hate her. She hates you. And she hates all of her family. I mean, Teresa's loyalty thing that cracks me up is that she doesn't speak to anybody and she pretends they're all dead. Like she tells Joe, you're all I've got. No, you've got Kathy. You've got Rosie. You've got a huge family, but you don't speak to anybody because you have no fucking loyalty, you know? And probably they don't have any either, you know? And she just keeps using the word loyalty. But also, I think this is her do-over. I think she's like, listen, I've got a new husband. He's got sister-in-laws that I could actually have good relationships with. And she's not gonna, you know, mix the dirty fish water in with
them. No, she won't.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
I think you're right.
I don't know why I'm thinking of having fish water lately. But she doesn't want to mix the waters.
Yeah. So then we find out that it goes even deeper than this, because Melissa's like, so I'm assuming, she's like, I'm assuming that's why I was sat
at the other table at the engagement party. You had you and Louis's family at a table, and then me and your brother and your nieces and nephews were at a friend table. So I was like, oh, now we got table drama, because you know this is the shit that tears families apart.
Yes, table drama. And Teresa's like, wait. And Dolores goes, listen, when I get married, I'm eloping. That's it. And Teresa says, you see how she tries to throw me under the bus? Because good sisters wouldn't throw me under the bus like that. Oh, but I thought you weren't close. I thought you weren't close, yeah. Teresa. Five seconds ago, you weren't close.
If you have your own brother seated elsewhere, but you have all these other people that are new into your life at your table, like, that is not Melissa throwing you under the bus. That is Melissa, you know, that's Melissa being like, this is fucked up, you know?
Yeah, and so Teresa's like, yeah, but like, I went up to her at the party, and I was like, I didn't do the seating arrangements, all right? And Margaret's like, oh, please, you look up a seating arrangements for an engagement party. I've had an entire episode about it. I'm like, do I have to show you people how to do everything? And she's like, I didn't. And Margaret, don't you tell me what I did, all right?
Yeah, Melissa goes, there's two tables. You didn't know that your only brother wasn't going to be at your table. And Margaret's like, you know what? If you saw him sitting at another table, fuck you, stupid bitch. You think you know everything, so shut the fuck up, Margaret. I was like, it's just the classy one.
the classy one, everybody. The epitome of class. So Margaret's like, why are you so upset? She goes, fuck you, stupid bitch. Shut the fuck up. Don't say how I feel. Jeez. And Margaret's like, well, Jennifer can say how you feel. You're fine with that. She goes, yeah, but she's my friend. And Marge says, yeah, and well, Melissa's my friend. She goes,
yeah, you're her friend. You see that? You see that, Melissa? You're her friend. That's my point.
I can't with the logic. I really couldn't.
It's Teresa logic. You know? I mean, it's like, it's just one of the most frustrating things in the world. And then we sit here, we're not even halfway through this probably, and we're at an hour five in this recap. Just, my head's about to pop off. And then I have to remind myself, this is fucking Teresa. It's been the same bullshit for years, over a decade of this.
Yeah.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Well, I'm sick of people like Teresa who have a warped view of like someone who is not someone who is just like an idiot with a warped view of reality, who then just like says this is the way it is, and then everyone else, and then we wind up ultimately looking at the people on the other couch being like, well, they are kind of crazy. They are kind of this. It's like, no, Teresa is the one who's really fucked up here. I'm sorry. She is the one who's fucked. And so Teresa
she is, but you know, then you've got Joe Gorga, who's also a complete Looney Tune with anger issues, who makes no sense and makes himself the victim in every situation. And then you've got Melissa, like, over there, like, talking to Danielle, sending Danielle Facebook messages, trying to start shit to get herself on the show. It's like, none of these people are really worth rooting for, but it's so fun rooting against them, and they're all so root againstable that it's just going to be 10 hours of it.
I feel like we generally, not you and I, but just in general, people who watch this, people, just all of us, like, in this world, will conflate being headstrong with being strong, and that they're two totally different things. I think that's what happens with Teresa, because look, Jackie, the rumor is Jackie's getting fired, and it's like, you know, ultimately Teresa continues to ascend as an idiot. I'm not saying Teresa should be fired, by the way, because of course she needs to be on this show, but like, that's ultimately the sad part of all this in life, is that someone like Teresa will continue to rise and ascend and do well, and the other people will ultimately be like, well, Jackie's nice, but she does cry a lot after all. Like things that Teresa says, we are all like, squeaky, oh, fuck wheel. Teresa, but that stuff sort of stays with us, and I think that's so fucked up.
Yeah, it is fucked up. But, you know, squeaky wheel gets the grease. That's just how it is. So, and it's a TV show. We want to watch a crazy person, not the person with real emotions. We're like, oh my God, you have real emotions. Bye. Bye now. Enjoy the bus ride. So Melissa's like, okay. So then it gets really good, right?
Yeah.
So then Melissa goes, by the way, you were my bridesmaid. And Teresa goes, yeah, a month before I gave birth. If she was a good sister-in-law, she would have been like, why don't I wait till after you got a baby so we can really party hard? And she's like, okay, so I should have changed my wedding for your pregnancy.
Can you believe that? I mean, first of all, Teresa bring up another grudge from 25 years ago, but like, now she's supposed to move her wedding because of that. And you know that, like, what would have happened next is she moved the wedding and have been like,
she had
She had a wedding right when I had a newborn, and I was so tired, and I was breastfeeding. Like, why would she do that?
Like, yes. You know, there never would have been a good time for Teresa.
Well, and Teresa just kept having babies. It's not like she ever stopped having babies. Like, she had four right in a row, you know? It was like a baby marathon. So yeah. The whole thing is ridiculous and hilarious because it's so Teresa to be like, how dare you have a wedding when I'm
pregnant? Yeah, and then she goes,
good sister-in-laws wait.
There's all these new rules about what good sister-in-laws do that are very convenient laws for her.
Oh, God. So Andy's like, so Jennifer, because Andy's like, what the fuck? Like, he's cracking up because this is ridiculous. And so he's like, so Jennifer, what do you think about that? And Jennifer's like,
listen, I don't know the logistics of it.
And he's like, all right, let's bring out Joe Gorga. We need a new brand of crazy out here. Let's bring in Joe.
He's like, hey, Joe, well, guess what? I feel like you and your sister have had a pretty good relationship the past few years, so let's destroy that a little bit more. Hey, you missed a conversation about Melissa not being a bridesmaid. Has this been a topic in your home, huh? And Joe's like, yeah, of course. Like, you know, think about it, huh? Think about it.
And Melissa's like, yeah, you were fine. Wrong, all right? You were wrong. That's it. And she's like, I would not. He's like, yeah, you know, because I can't say boo about Louie, or what are you going to do? You're going to eat my heart out, all right?
Teresa goes,
vice versa.
So then Joe's like, listen, if I got married and I said everyone else is in it, but in the wedding, but Louie, I would disrespect you. Not Louie, you. Because you're my only sister. You're the first one I had sex with, okay? And I would never do that to you.
Yeah, and Andy's like, well, are you in the wedding? And he said, I was asked. And she goes,
yeah, he won't do it because Melissa ain't in it. And you know what? That's fine. Louis loves Joe, you know? Like, he calls Joe. But my brother doesn't even give Louis the time of the day. All right? Admit it, Joe. You don't.
Yeah. Joe's like, yeah, well, that's because he only called to talk about the show. And also, honestly, how many times can you answer the phone and hear, you know, before you stop taking the call?
And Melissa's like, but you never call your brother. She's like, but does he call me? I mean, it's just the same thing year after year with these people, right? And so Melissa's like, no, and I'm sick of the false scenarios, okay? Family, I love family. Bullshit. Nobody believes you anymore, Teresa, you know? And she goes, see, this is what happens. The wife controls everything, all right? Like, he's the only family I got, so please keep the peace. Please.
Okay? Like, she puts it all on Melissa. Like, this is all Melissa's fault. Like, it's just, it's so, oh, God, it's infuriating. So Melissa's like, I am keeping the peace. Did I say anything when you sat us at a different table at the occasion party? I said nothing until right now when we had a national audience. I'm keeping the peace.
And Teresa's like, but I explained it, Joe, right? And he goes, yeah, but she said, and she goes, oh, I gotta take her side because you're married, so that's what you gotta do.
Yeah, that's actually
and she won't
exactly.
Let Joe. She won't let Joe. It's like Joe is a host of this show. It's like he's a co-host of the show. He cannot finish a fucking sentence, okay? It's like he's on Watch a Crowd. He cannot get one fucking thing out.
Yeah, and like it's funny just about how her rules of loyalty just never apply with anyone else. Now she's like shocked that a boyfriend would like that a husband would support his wife when like that's exactly what she would want out of Louis. But like now it's like, oh, fine, support your wife. Like it's some crazy notion.
But now, while we're talking about new songs from Teresa Giudice, her next greatest hit, I'm Old School, I Wanna Be Close. And because of history, she came on the show and became with Caroline and Jackie. It's like the greatest hits. Here we come.
Yes.
Now she's out with the old I'm Old School, and you became friends with Caroline and Jackie.
Yeah. That's her whole issue. So she's like, don't forget, because now we're moving on to season 3 of Grudges. And Melissa's like, well, okay, fine. Like, do you want me to talk about Kim D and Jan and everyone you made friends with? And so then Teresa goes, yeah, but that was the show. You always try to throw daggers at me. Like, oh, my brain is actively melting, Ronnie.
So Joe pulls this whole, I'm not mad at you, I'm just disappointed. And she said, I'm disappointed because I watched this whole season again, and that's why I made my decision again. And Jen's like, can I say something? they're like, oh, God, fucking Jen.
Alterations! Sorry.
So, you know, Teresa's been saying how in love she and Louis are, and they're hurt by what Margaret did to him. And from what I can gather, Teresa's disappointed in you, Melissa, that you've chosen Margaret instead of her.
And Melissa's like, oh, God, all roads lead back to Melissa. And yeah. Teresa says,
yeah, you should have told Margaret, talk to him one more time. I'm not going to speak to you no more.
And Andy's like, well, you know, that's so funny because we have so many viewer questions from people who don't think that you backed them up. That's hilarious.
Yeah, so he asked for one example where Teresa had Melissa's back, and there's like the longest
blink, 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 blink. Blink, 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 blink. I mean, let's roll tape then. I mean, I can't remember.
She's like outsourcing her responses. She is sucking so much energy out of the room in that moment that literally the lights go out.
Yes, the lights are even finished with this. So the lights go out. And Andy goes, this is our first reunion blackout. And Jackie goes, it's Margaret's fault. She's like,
See, I told you she turns off lights. That's what she does. That's what she does. She turns off lights at reunions, guys. So,
oh, God. So Teresa finally can't come up with examples. So Melissa's like, you know, you're not on my side. I mean, you didn't even leave Jen's house when she tried to put hands on me. You should have left. You know, the double standards are insane with you. And Joe goes, she called me a crook. Which Jen,
But Jen goes, no, crooked. Crooked. and Teresa goes, she heard it from Margaret. She tries to deflect it onto Margaret. Margaret, I called him a crook. And Jenny goes, yeah, well, you didn't say he was a crook. You just said, you think I don't know he doesn't pay people? And she goes, I didn't say it, okay? You know, you're high half the time. Do you know how much pot she smokes? There, everyone, there's a bomb for the trailer. Anyone? No one wants to take that one? That was a big one, I thought.
And Teresa goes,
people function better when they're high.
Like, okay.
Oh, no. Please. Teresa for the doctor. The new Sierra Coupe, Teresa Giudice.
What a dum-dum. And Joe's like, you know what my dad would say if he was alive and he heard Joe was a crook? And Teresa's like, ah, come on. I told Jen to make it better, all right?
Teresa also goes, Teresa does the thing again, but she goes, first of all, she said crooked, like crooked. And she like waves her hand like a fish. Like, you know, crooked. Like, that's all. Like, crooked. What if, how does that make it any better?
So Andy is talking about how now the feud has moved up to a new generation. We're left with the age-old question, are we all as terrible as our mothers? Let's take a look. And it's the kids who smoke 12 cartons a day, you know, questioning Joe. Like, oh, I don't like that Joe talk this way about our daddy. Your dad is a fucking monster. He got your mother thrown in jail. And have you read half the shit that he says about Joe in the first place? Please don't turn into your mother. Take this from someone who has. You have time to turn back.
Sorry, I didn't mean to talk over you, but I'm just like very impassioned right now. But like, how about also the stuff that he has said about Teresa on TV, you know, on a phone, calling her the C word. I'm sorry. No, yeah, your father's
not a hero. Those kids need to shut the fuck up. Okay, that's what I say. So Teresa's like, all right, come on, Joe. Watch the show. You siding with Kathy. You were siding with Kathy. And you're like, oh, my God, Teresa.
Doing a Kathy callback. A Kathy callback.
Kathy's just somewhere riding her little murder she wrote bike around the neighborhood, like listening to this. Lose. Like, yes, I still got it.
And then Joe and Teresa. And then Joe and Teresa are having, like, they're trying to one-up each other on which one of their kids watches the show and is more affected by the things they say. She's like, no, GM Melania, they watches the shows and stuff. He's like, what, you think about my kids? Guess what? They watch the seasons too, but they don't say nothing. They don't say nothing. I was like, okay, congratulations on traumatizing all your children.
Well, Fricka from Dallas says, Gia seems to forget all the crap Joe Judai says about Melissa and Joe in the press. I'm looking at something Joe said. He said, he should be embarrassed. Without me, he'd still be climbing trees, cutting branches. Good luck ever getting to a Home Depot again, you burglar. And Andy's like, well, do your kids get upset, Joe? And Joe goes, they read things. There's the internet today.
The internet today's. And so Teresa's, Andy says, well, does Gia get concerned when her dad talks about her uncle in the press? And Teresa's like, yeah, we tell him, like, Lisa, I'm embarrassed for his actions, you know? And then Melissa's like, well, someone should tell Gia that, and it shouldn't be us who's doing it, which is, they're right. Like, it should be Teresa who's stepping in and be like, listen, like, you are, this is still your uncle that you're, you know.
Right. You're, like, you're still a child.
Yeah. Yeah. A little baby toddler,
you're
really.
A little toddler. I'm going to mash some bananas for you. And Atria's like, I don't take it out on me. Don't take it out on Gia, all right? And Andy's like, well, Hammer from Royd says, Melissa, you didn't say anything when Margaret came after Louie. And Melissa's like, Margaret didn't say anything bad about Louie. She said there were weird negative things about Louie in the press. She asked questions, which is...
It's a little, Margaret was still, Margaret was being a little, you know, she was like, did you hear the story? Serena from Tenafly told me this about Louie. It's crazy. What do you think? She was, you know, she was being goss. She was being Yenta, but she was also not being, she wasn't being a bitch or anything, you know?
And she said, my thing is, look, I think she was extremely messy. And I've said multiple times, I think her timing was just terrible all season. And she fucked herself with that, which turned out to be true. Thank you, Pat Beck. But... she wasn't wrong, and she said it all to Teresa's face. So I think there's something to be said for that. So Melissa's like, yeah, well, she doesn't say anything negative. And I just don't think she has a good taste in her mouth with Louie because of how he acted on the show. And Teresa's like, yeah, well, he doesn't got a nice taste in his mouth about her either, and I wouldn't either.
So the butter from Ball says, Teresa... if Marge called Louie a little bitch boy, you'd go crazy. But when Jennifer does it to your brother, it's not a big deal. And Teresa's like, I wouldn't give a shit. I wouldn't. I was like, Teresa, she's suddenly the most chill person. Yeah. Yeah.
You're such a fucking liar, Camille. So she's like, you know, it's just that Joe, like, Joe was too involved is what I'm saying. It's called the Housewives, Joe. Yeah, but Joe Judais was on reunions. Yeah, but with the other men, and Joe Judais would not get involved in girl shit. Sorry. Which is not this true.
This is when we trot out all the, like, misogynists or, like obnoxious gender roles from 1932. Like, here comes Teresa to trot them all about, like, girl stuff, boy stuff. It's just so stupid.
It is, but then you've got Joe Judas. I mean, Joe Gorga. You don't even have to trot out any old misogyny because you've got Joe's fresh new misogyny. That's He's like, you too. Know what, honey? You know what, honey? It's a show, honey. And Jen, you put me down, honey, on a show. That's terrible, honey. Yeah. And you and your little friend over there. And Jen's like, I didn't say anything. You said things to me. And he goes, ah, shut up. Like that.
Goes, a real man wouldn't say shit to me. A real man wouldn't. So they're basically having just like, you know, misogyny off. And so, yeah, he's like, shut up. And she goes, oh, I'll do it right back to you, bitch girl. Shut up.
And he goes, oh, you like that, right? And she's like, I'm going to defend myself. You just air slapped me. It's like, okay. Okay.
Ha, I just got hit by an airwave from your air slap. So, you know, and so Melissa's like, you know what? His anger is really towards Teresa, not you, to be honest. But like, you don't think it's funny that your one girlfriend always comes for your brother, Teresa? I think it's a little weird. And Teresa's like, but Melissa, you went for her. And Melissa goes, it's sad. It's almost as sad as sitting at a second table at an engagement party. Just so sad.
Just so sad. And Teresa's like, yeah, I'm just a horrible person. I can take it. I'm like, oh, just the thing that Joe did that pissed your girls off. Like, it's just every line is hypocrisy. So, Teresa's like, Melissa, you went for Jen. And Jen screams that she's a good friend. And then Joe's like, I'm going to call Louie a bitch boy and see if he comes out. The second he comes out, all right, I'm going to say that. And Teresa's like, I don't care. I love my bitch boy. And Andy goes, and what if he called Louie a crook? And Tree goes, I addressed that already. Like, Teresa starts fighting about Louis not being a crook.
Yeah.
At least she doesn't get anything. Like, nothing penetrates it.
Yeah. And then Jenna explains. So Melissa is like, you know what? The cherry on top is that you had a conversation with your husband. I'm doing like Jennifer voice. But you had a conversation with your husband bitching that he wasn't enough of a bitch boy. So saying why don't you back me up the way Joe backs Melissa up? So Jen's like, Jen actually is like, you know what? There's a spectrum, baby. I want a happy medium. He's too much. My husband's too little. I want the Goldilocks bitch boy effect, okay?
And so, I know. She's like Goldie bitch boy. I was like, I love that. And that was actually a good point made by Melissa. Like,
yeah, it was a good point. It was. And so then, you know, I'm like, oh, all this talk about like girls' business or what you know, don't talk about girls, or you're a bitch boy. Like, you know, because I hate all that talk because it's basically equating that like a man is acting like a woman, which is and equating that with like also being an insult, which I think is totally fucked up. But then, as you said, Joe Gorga's like, hey, you want some new massage? And here we go. You know what? Let me tell you what makes a man, honey. Let me tell you what makes a man, honey.
Oh, he's so gross. She's like, you don't call me honey.
Yeah, well, guess what? A man, he get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, jerk off a little bit, work construction, make some fucking money, but they love their woman, make sure she doesn't work a real job, belittles her a little bit. Makes his daughter, who loves cheer, and her friends in one school move to another school because there are men in the family who want to play football. And then the wife puts him on a pedestal and you put her on a pedestal. That's what makes a man, okay?
Yeah, he's disgusting. Like, Joe Gorga has his charms, but man, he really has a lot of not charming. This is so gross. Caveman
to Oprah. It's,
yeah.
Spectrum, right?
Yeah. He went from Oprah to caveman. You know,
yeah.
So Jen's like, yeah, but that day you were being a bitch boy. And he's like, oh, yeah, I'll be a bitch boy all day if you want, honey. All right. Because there's a lot of bitch boys out there that don't know how to be me. All right. Like, oh, good one. You guys are killing it today.
Yeah. So then, So Jen, she's like, but it was a little bitch boy. And then Joe's like, get the fuck out of here. And Teresa goes, bitch boy, Joe, sorry, you're kind of like a housewife. Sorry, you are. And he's like, I'm a bitch now. And then he's like, why? Just because he's part of the action? And, you know, I think it's really, in the logic of Teresa's universe, it is still really fucked up that she's like totally down with her friend calling her her brother a bitch boy. Like, it's just like,
I don't think there's a problem with it at all. I mean, I can't put myself into that mind, you know. Sometimes it's a blessing not to be an empath.
But how could
Joe
she
Gorga be, because Joe Gorga fighting with women is bullshit. Like, he should not be. I don't think it makes him act like a woman, but we all know you don't go fight with a woman and scream and yell at a woman. That's just fucking crazy. He was out of line. Bill should have told him to shut the fuck up and not be coming for his wife at that party. That's Bill crazy.
I'm just saying that Teresa can at one moment be mad at Joe Gorga for taking his wife's side in something. And then Teresa, so she's basically expecting some sort of like brotherly, sisterly bond that's like us against the world. And then Teresa's friend is calling him a bitch boy. And she's just like, yeah, well, sorry. You know, like that's why I get mad about her inability to see how hypocritical she is. That's why I see
what
mad.
You're saying. It's just that I'm not on either of their sides because they're both terrible. Like, Teresa is mad that Joe won't stick up for her, and Joe's mad that Teresa won't stick up for him. And they're both right. They're both indefensible. Like, what are you going to do? Stick up for Joe while he's screaming and yelling obscenities at a woman? Like, no, you can't stick up for that. Just like Joe can't stick up for Teresa throwing shit and getting violent with people. He can't stick up. So they're both right in the argument that they're both terrible.
Yeah.
So it kind of evens it out for me. And if Joe doesn't want to be called little bitch boy, then he should stop trying to fight with women every season because it's gross.
Yeah, well, I mean, but then also Jen starts up with Joe a lot too. It's like, it's not just as simple as like, oh, Joe shouldn't be fighting with women. Joe shouldn't be fighting with anyone. But like,
Joe should be going to Bill and saying, listen, we're a friend group and your wife is on the internet calling me a crook. Like, I don't want to fight with your wife, but like, can you mediate a talk between us? Could you talk to her? Could you do something? There's like a certain respect. Like, you're in a gay relationship. I would never start screaming at your boyfriend. I love, you know, well, first off, I love him. But yeah. If ever we got into it, I would never disrespect him and be like,
no, I, yeah, yeah. And I would, right. But I'm just saying,
and you would never be mean to Bueller.
I would never be mean to Bueller. I'm just saying that also, like, let's not also forget the fact that, you know, I feel like sometimes the conversation makes it sound like he just comes in and starts like just going after Jennifer. And it's like, no, Jennifer also is like, she pokes and prods too. And it's like, you know, again, you should like, ultimately it's up to Joe to be able to like deal with the poking and the prodding and he rise above it. But Jennifer is also not innocent in any of this.
No, she's not. I just think the way he handles it is gross. And I think that he does act like a housewife, you know, and it's gross. Now, that said, you know, no Melissa should be very grateful for him because he's the only reason her stupid ass is still on this show. That's and true. I do find him very entertaining, although I am getting a little sick of it being the Joe and Teresa sobbing at each other show. I mean, it's enough. You know, there's got to be something else to this. Like, we're fighting over stuff, not us fighting, but like we're going on we're about the same fights for years and years. I've got invested. My own family for that, you know?
Like, so ultimately, basically, Teresa winds up like basically calling him a bitch boy too, which is crazy. And then Joe's like, you know what? I'm trying to be normal, okay? I'm trying to be right. And Teresa's like, all right, you're right. I'm wrong. And he's like, you know what? I won't. He goes, I won't quit. Actually, matter of fact, I quit, which is kind of a funny, like, literally contradict yourself right there. He's like, you know, I quit. Thank you very much. Thank you, Bravo. 12 years. I love you. I'm done. There I go. Fuck you, people.
He is so offended about being called a housewife that he does a housewives walk off on a reunion.
He actually does. I mean,
geez, these people. So that brings us to the end of Jersey, at least till next week and the week after, because it's a month of Jersey yelling. Thank you so much for being here, guys. Go check out our bonus that comes out Friday for Selling Sunset episode 1, and check out our interview with Carlos King tomorrow, Thursday, May 5th. And otherwise, get these videos, get the bonuses, all that good stuff over on Patreon. We love you very much. Thank you so much for being here. Talk to you
next everyone.
Time. Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Courtney Shamazing Shawdell. Dana C. Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels. Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Wee McLovin, Karen McClelland.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
She's our queen, Marie Levine.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She leaves us in stitches, it's Catherine Taylor.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We will. Joanna Rockland, you.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Kristen, the Ruby Rubano.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. We want to hang with Liz Lang.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Paging Paige Mills.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.
50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. I'm your host, Shimo Liai, and I was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now I'm returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
I love a good parasocial relationship with a celebrity who will probably never know my name.
I mean, honestly, who knows? Don't count yourself out. But my favorite part about these feuds is how they're ignited by the tiniest things.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it.
I accidentally laminated my brows too much.
It starts small and then it gets so big.
Be honest, Naomi, I'm fearful of you to this day.
I don't know her.
We all just have to admit, we're addicted. Everybody has opinions. Everyone picks sides.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
From Wondery, I'm Sydney Battle.
And I'm Matt Bellassai.
And this is Dis and Tell, la, 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 where we unpack why we get so invested in these feuds and whether or not our attention only makes the whole thing worse.
Follow Dis and Tell wherever you get your podcasts.